Greater Napanee Council voted in favor of not changing the town's grass-cutting bylaw, but directed staff to review it before the next enforcement season. Council also implemented a 10-foot buffer to be mowed in regard to a compliance order made against a resident with a naturalized lawn. Originally, the option was offered with a 15-foot buffer. At their previous meeting, council heard from the resident, Julie Bogdanowitz, requesting they cancel the compliance order. She noted her property was intentionally naturalized rather than neglected, which is not reflected in the bylaw. Council granted an extension and requested a report from staff. Staff's report noted the bylaw department received multiple requests for grass enforcement in June, and 20 compliance orders were issued. On July 20th, a reinspection was conducted of the area and found all other 19 orders to be compliant. Bogdanowitz spoke about her position on the matter.
I will not be destroying my garden and forced to mow. And if the town decides to destroy the garden, I will have no choice but to take legal action for damages. What I'm kind of left wondering is that regardless of the praise I received from the councillors, staff continue to recommend upholding the order to mow. And so again, I'm here to request that the order is canceled and to just confirm again that this issue is causing a great amount of distress for me and my family.
Manager of Legislative Services and Municipal Clerk Jessica Walters explained the need for updating the bylaw.
Staff do acknowledge that the bylaw is over 25 years old. When we look at our other comparators, it's definitely the oldest bylaw in that list, and we would recommend that it be looked at. However, because it affects everyone, and we know that there's very strong feelings and opinions about what's important to have in a grass bylaw, we think it's really important to do extensive public consultation and get community input for council to hear what the residents of Greater Napanee feel is important to them to have in a grass bylaw, which is why we recommend that decision be a recommendation that the next term of council look at it very early, ideally before the next enforcement season begins, but that not be something that we try to rush through in the last couple months of this term. Just about every property in town has some form of grass on it, and so it's something a lot of people, we should give them the opportunity to participate in that conversation.
Bogdanowitz spoke about her findings from staff's last report.
One of the things in the report that I found that was interesting that I wanted to highlight was an interpretive direction that pollinator gardens and naturalized lawns could fall within the existing exemption for ornamental grasses that currently exist in the bylaw. And if that interpretation is taken, that would protect our garden and others like it as the bylaw update proceeds without requiring council to wait until the next term to act. The report recommends mowing along two of my property lines, but it says that I don't need to mow if the area is a wetland. And those property lines contain cattails. And so in my interpretation, this is, part of a stormwater swale. The report also suggests that the order is canceled. However, it kind of suggests that it could be opened up again before the next term of council. And so again, I'm here to humbly ask that the decision that is made closes the issue for us until the bylaw can be updated.
Walters noted that grass cutting is one of the most frequently requested enforcement areas, accounting for approximately 20% of cases so far in 2026.
We're seeing an increasing trend across the board in requests for enforcement of bylaws as people become more familiar with using the E11 tool to submit requests. But grass does remain one of our, consistently in our top five areas where residents request enforcement action to be taken.
Bogdanowitz spoke about concerns regarding ticks.
The topic of ticks and pests came up at the last meeting, I wanted to refer to the letter that council has received by Joyce Hostlin, who is a Thousand Islands Master Gardener. She wanted to, point council to a number of scientific papers that have been written on the issue. And in particular, just to quote her her letter, she says that black-legged ticks and their abundance is driven by deer access, white-footed mice populations, and woodland proximity, and it's and plant height and mowing schedules do not quite contribute to the tick populations.
Deputy Mayor Brian Calver explained his concern regarding ticks.
I'm just a little concerned. I mean, we have bylaws in place for a reason, and I'm just concerned myself. I know with our property that we maintain and look at 100 plus acres of land, and we have trails as well, and we do have ticks on the property as well. And it's a nonstop fight to try to keep them, and we keep everything cut back on our trails and so on and so forth. But I'm just a little concerned when you say that the long grass doesn't doesn't inhibit these ticks, because we have them too, and they're everywhere, and especially in southeastern Ontario, these ticks are all over the place. I still believe our bylaws are still good and should be followed.
Walters referred to staff's report and spoke about bylaw enforcement.
We do note in the report that Eastern Ontario does have a higher prevalence of Lyme disease and black-legged ticks than maybe other areas of the province, and that is certainly a valid consideration in a grass bylaw. A lot of bylaw enforcement is making sure that neighbors can live with each other, that one person's right to use their own property doesn't cause negative impacts or unreasonably negative impacts to the people who are also living in that same area.
Councillor Bill Martin noted the importance of naturalized lawns.
I just think if there's going to be a staff review, this order to mow should be suspended and until that's done and we have a new bylaw in place. I just feel that naturalization has to have some weight in this. Some people I know are worried about ticks and they're worried about noxious weeds, but sometimes you have to go beyond those things. It's very important that we also have pollination with our bees and with our butterflies. So I'm the opposite of some people's view on this.
Mayor Terry Richardson spoke about offering a 10-foot buffer zone as opposed to 15.
I think what we're doing here is taking a very measured approach. I don't think we are in a position to completely discredit the risk of the black-legged tick. It's become a public safety issue at some point because back in April of 2025, the Southeastern Health Unit put out a release that identified that the risk of encountering the black-legged ticks in the Southeast region, which where we are, is very high compared to the rest of the province. I think we need to do our due diligence on this at this point and provide some form of a buffer, which I think 10 feet is probably the fair amount, as we've heard in previous reports that the 15-foot buffer zone is a buffer zone that is being used by a municipality that's close to us, which would be fine. But I think the 10-foot buffer zone would be sufficient in order to provide the public safety that I think we need to provide.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.